Gut, wenn man einen Terrain und Wolf. Was ich sage, wir haben die Kuren bei Griff, Chemin, Chachadosh, Gewaschem. Schwoiz. Beschwoiz, Zeichen. Mikra Kredisch, Iyer, Lachem, Kom, Lachas, Havid, Alis, Lass. Wenn du sagst, dass Kiesch, Poch, Lachem, Yisrael, Bechinas, Malchus. In every single Jew, there is a Bechina of Malchus. Leadership, royalty. Each one according to his category, that's the type of Malchus that he has. There's one person who rules over his own household. There's one who has a wider ruling power. There's also one who rules in the entire world. Each one according to the Bechina of Malchus that he has. The Bechinas Sorei Alafim, the Sorei Meis, the Sorei Hamishim, the Sorei Asoris. Just as the Pasuk says that there were leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, and leaders of tens, that's how every person is a leader of a certain sort. He rules over a certain amount, a certain number of people. This Malchus that is found in each one is both a Malchus that is revealed and a Malchus that is hidden. The ruling power which each one has according to his own machina, Shumeshawal Eloha Anoshim be his kalim, and we see openly that he rules on these people. Kifi Bechinas Malchus shall I come out, according to his Bechinas Malchus. So be his Cassio, the hidden Malchus, Kigam Yesh Lacholach, the Bechinosai, Bechinas Malchus be his Cassio. Each one according to his Bechina has a Bechinas Malchus hiddenly. The Hainu, Shaafsha be his kalim, Nidashim, Lashimam Shalal Eloha Anoshim, even though openly there is no sign at all that he has any ruling power over these people. And calls Rabbi as Cassio, Helm Godel, still hiddenly, in a form that's completely unseen. Umeshel al Eloha Noshim, he rules over these people. Kineshmosam heim tachtav nechnoim tachtav, because the neshama is beneath him. They're subordinate to him. Kamzai sabchina shel Malchus be as Cassio, he lacholacha lotei bechina. So this bechina of Malchus hiddenly is also each one according to his own bechina. The bechina is soy alachim soy meis. Same category of, well, there's a ruler be as Cassio hiddenly over thousands and over hundreds and so on. There can be a person who openly there is no sign of any of Shalom, any ruling power. Yahweh began to still be a scassio of Helm Godel, still hiddenly, very much hidden, who Mishal al-Kawadir, he rules over the entire generation. Yafilo al-Kawad Sadiqi had that. Even he rules even over the Sadiqim in that generation. Kicholish may say him, Hein Kulam Tachas Mishaltai al-Machusei. Because all the Neshamas are beneath his ruling power, beneath his royalty. All of them are below him. They bow to him. They're underneath his power. Like Shehu Behelim Godel, only it's very much hidden. Bechinas Bechol Mokai Mukter or Mugash Lishmi. The Pasuk says, everywhere, even where they worship, they bring sacrifices to Avodah Zarah, it's still Lishmi, it's still Lishema. Hidden is Lishema Hashem. She'af Shehem Litten Avodah Zarah, even though they worship idols. And calls it be Helen Godelheim Kulam Nachnoim Elov Yisporach, the Yidamaisi Yisporach. In a very hidden manner, they are still subordinate to Hashem, and they serve Hashem. Actually, be Helen Godel, but it's very much hidden. It cannot be seen. They open eye, they see only Abed Zorah. But hiddenly, actually, is in the very deep sense, they are still worshipping Hashem. Kamekain Zaysa Bechina Shemalchus Biaskasia, so too this Bechina Malchus Biaskasia is hidden Malchus. Even though openly he has no power at all, still, very hiddenly, he still rules over them. They're all below and beneath him, beneath his power. Each person has to see to it not to use his Bechinas Malchus for his own pleasure, for his own needs. That his Malchus should not be to him, should not use it as a servant to fulfill his desires. To use it as a servant. That his Malchus should be a Bechina ben Chodin, free. Fortunate is a land which is whose king is ben Chodin. Malchus is ben Chodin. Malchus should be with you free, meaning the Gleed Hishtamish Berlahan Oscha. Not to use it for your own pleasure, but to use it for the sake of Hashem. Is that Bechinas Mordechai? That's the beginning of the word Mordechai. Bechinas Mordechai. Mordechai, Shehamorus, Hainu, Hamalchus, Yeshla Deraya V'chidus. Mor Deraya, the Gemara says, is the Raya that Mordechai is Meretayla. First, the Targum, Mor Deraya is Mordechai. Mordechai. The meaning of Mor Deraya V'chidus is that the Moris, which means the Malchus, has a Deraya. Deraya means freedom. Has a Deraya V'chidus. The Malchus is free. Not to use it for his own pleasure or needs, but only for the sake of Hashem. The Malchus should be for the sake of Hashem. Use the Malchus for the sake of Avedas Hashem. To warn, to give Musa to the Neshomas that beneath him. Each person, according to the Malchus that he has openly and hiddenly, he's supposed to use his malchus to give musa to those who are underneath him. Hein im hu mishal v'leisoi, whether he rules over his own household, his own family. Torach lahansir v'leichiachas v'leisoi, to give musa to his own family. Yeshla v'mshallah yeser, he has a wider ruling power. Mutal olav lihansir yeser yeser noshim. So he has a chiv, a requirement to give warning in musa to more and more people with the b'chinas ha-malchus shalai. Or the b'china of his own malchus. Torach lihamshich arichas yom v'masaych ha-malchus. Has to see to draw long life into his Bechinas Malchus. The leadership of Malchus buries its owner. He has to bring life into it rather than chatash on the opposite. Because each one according to the Bechinas Malchus she has is a Bechina of a Tzeifa, a leader like a Navi, a ruler. There is placed upon the responsibility Musa to those who are from his shadish beneath him. Sheishle b'chinas malchus aleim, he has a malchus over them. Imhu mazir mechiyach eisom, he does give the Musa, in Avedas Hashem, as I have always said, shaloi, matzil hazashay. Then he does his part, and he saves himself. Meshanim, like the Pasuk says, tzeifin is atich leveis Yisrael, I have made you a tzeifer to the Jews, a leader, one who should give the Musa. Yatoki is hato rosho, leishob me the mirashay. If you warn the Russia, he still refused to go back into tshuva. He dies because of his sin, but you saved yourself. So a person is supposed to be the Bechina of Sefer. In that, he should warn others, so at least he saves himself. But if he does not warn them, as I ha'inish Allah, the punishment is chas v'shalom upon himself. Therefore, leadership is that which buries its owner, destroys its owner, because it brings to the Einish Chas V'Shalom to its owner if he doesn't fulfill his duty. Let's see, to bring inside long life into his Malchus. See, to warn them, and that way his Malchus will have a length of life. Ach eich efshaloi lihasi l'chiyach eisom. How can he warn and give them Musa? Ki any idea imagine tzorach lahem. He doesn't know what they need. What are their requirements? What are they missing? V'gam enam etzlei lechiyach eisom. And the fleshers that are beneath him and not close to him to give them Musa. Yalkin tzlichim lozeh das. For this person has to have das, a great knowledge, das of a tzaddik, to be able to reach out and fulfill these things. Kidei veda ech lechiyacham, to know how they give them Musa. To get to this das, it also takes the erichas yomim. Erichas yomim itself, life itself, is what gives them the das. This is what people say in general. The world says always the Lord, any day mechayev. He doesn't know from his life. The basis was enlightened. Because the main das comes from chayev, from life, erichas yomim, from long life. To get to Chayim is through the story of Torah. Kiraisa Shemar Kuchav Yichu. Torah is the shame Hashem. The Meishat Tzrichim, the Kreis Es Echad Torah Nezai Bishmai. Just if you want to call a person, you call him by his name in order to draw his attention to call him to you. Kain Kishat Tzrichim, the Kreis Es Chaya Chayim. You want to call the Chaya Chayim, the Chayim Shmachu. Tema Hamshich Mimenu Chayim, the Chas Yomim, to draw from him Chayim and long life. So the Kreis Esai Bishmai Kav Yichu. You have to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu, by his name. Ushmoi, who are Tarek now. His name is the Tarek. Farai, Shmoi, Kutsu, Berichu. Nimtso, Shayidei, Eisek, HaTarek, Kairin, Eisek, Eichos, Yom. As a result, we see that through the Eisek, HaTarek, he calls the Chaya Chaya, he calls the long life. Yalkein, Muzah, HaMelech, Al Eisek, HaTarek, Yisri, Kol Halem. And therefore, the king is warned more, is instructed more about the study of Torah more than anybody else. Because he has to draw the life into his malchus. And he does that by the study of Torah, because the study of Torah you call in the Yichas Yom. This says in the Pashas HaMelech, this pasuk.